Honour by Stuart Morrison and Jason Orbaugh. Episode 1, Bridge Over the River Earth.
Throat of your day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Earth, broadcasting to the people of heaven, hell, and what on earth. I'm Chris Ginger. This is Newsfish. Let's see what's on the hook today.
Newsfish. Smells like news. It's on the end of our rod.
Well, unless you've spent the last few years with your head up my boss's fat ass, you'll know that today is the day the new bridge over the River Earth is finally to be opened. 5 years later, millions of pounds over budget, the bridge is to be opened in a ceremony hosted by not only the President of Heaven, Andrew Bland, but also Jim Grant, Prime Minister of Hell, and Mayor of Watt, Gordon Pinton. And with the leaders addressing their people as we speak, I think it's time to cross over to the hovering voyeur and our on-the-scene reporter, Gavin Twatt. Gavin!
Hello, Chris! Yes, I'm in the hovering voyeur right now, and I can see the bridge beneath me. And I have to say, it really is a proud and beautiful erection. Mile after mile of throbbing steel, standing firm against the elements as if to say, hey, I'm rugged, I'm hard, and I'm more than a little bit sexy.
Right, Gavin, great.
And we're closing in now on the central supporting leg, a magnificently wide grey member, what on earth to kiss the firm curves of the bridge's bottom?
Yes, I believe I'm right in saying if it wasn't for the island, there wouldn't be a bridge. Is that right, Gavin?
Yes, that's right, Chris. In fact, if it hadn't been for the island, there wouldn't even have been a bridge.
Yes. And why is that, Gavin?
Why, that's because, as I'm sure you know, Chris, the island of Watt lies exactly in between the countries of heaven and hell, right in the centre of the River Earth. And it was this geographical fluke which led to the construction of this firm, throbbing love machine of a bridge. As we move,
okay, well, thanks, Gavin. Let's go live to that address now.
And so, good people of Watt, I say to you that although we did not propose the building of this bridge, although, in fact, we vehemently opposed it at every turn, even going so far as to appeal to the Earth Court of Human Rights, pointing out the severe environmental damage an engineering project of this nature would and did cause. Although the bridge's shadow has meant a drastic reduction in daylight hours for more than half of us, although riveted grey steel is not necessarily our aesthetic preference, and despite the fact that we were all attached to the area of outstanding natural beauty, which used to lie on this very spot, yes, despite all this, I, Gordon Pinton, I'm delighted to have been invited to the opening ceremony as your mayor, your leader, and, dare I say, your senior officer this afternoon. You know, after the war, when we broke our ties with our neighbors and declared independence for the island of Watt, no one dreamed that there could ever be a bridge between heaven and hell. But this is a new age, an age of cooperation, an age in which we, the people of Watt, are important. For without this tiny island and its position exactly between heaven and hell, there would be no bridge, no coming together of opposites, no harmony where once there was dissonance, no platoon where once there were just 20 street punks. And that is what we have always stood for. Compromise, settlement, acceptance, forgiveness, peace, and camouflage gear for nighttime covert operations. So, when we look at this bridge, this area, if you like, of outstanding human endeavor, whether we look at it from our offices, our homes, our schools, our brothels, or our coffee shops, we must try to think of it not as an offensive monstrosity of modern engineering, but as a symbol of our magnificent ability to force Mother Nature to bend to our will. The damn well bend over and take it like the bitch she is. And that, surely, is something we can all be very proud of.
Well,
Big crowd?
Sorry, Mr. Bland.
Big crowd, large turnout, that's always nice.
Yes, Mr. Bland. Everyone's very excited, I think.
Yes, it's like a new day has dawned. A fresh day. A new, fresh, young day. A chance to put things right, yes?
Well, I wouldn't know, sir.
You know, they say no one has ever been as popular as me, ever. That's good, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Mr. Bland, very good.
Apparently, I just have a winning smile. A nice haircut. A fresh, young haircut. People trust my haircut, and consequently people trust me. Incredible, isn't it?
I wouldn't know, sir.
God, look at this bridge. You know, you can say what you like about boring old Jim Grand. He may be the greyest man alive, but he knows how to come up with a good vote-winning idea.
Yes, sir. Greyest man alive. Very funny.
Thanks. I'm sorry, who are you?
Arras, Mr. Bland. Kentley Arras. I'm one of your aides.
And what qualifications does that require, then, to become an aide?
Well, apart from my African ethnicity, which was, of course, beaten out of me at a fine public school, I'm also an HIV-positive homosexual dwarf.
Oh, very well done. Overqualified, I'd say.
Yes, sir, it has been said. More than equal opportunities, that's what I call it sometimes. Makes me chuckle. If you'll pardon me for speaking out of turn, sir.
Yes, of course. Please, though, only when I ask from now on,
Of course, Mr. Bland.
Good, we won't bring it up again, then. So what do you do, exactly?
I aid you, Mr. Bland.
With what?
Well, with whatever type of aid you may need, Mr. Bland.
Oh, I see. That's very good, isn't it?
One of the many privileges of office, Mr. Bland. Do you not think you should be going out there to give your address, Mr. Bland? I believe the crowd has started some sort of tribal rain dance.
Let me see. Hold the curtain open a bit more, will you, Harris?
It's Arras, Mr. Bland, and we really do have to be careful about groupies mobbing you.
That's not a rain dance, it's a Mexican wave. We used to do them back at uni, back in my days with the band. Did you ever hear that song, Bicycle Flat Tops, Mr. Harris?
Arras, like a small curtained alcove, Mr. Bland.
Yes, that was our big one. Got to number 26, great song. Get on your bicycle and give yourself a flat top, because the walls are coming down. The revolution has started. Give yourself a flat top and get on your bike, because the walls are coming down and God has just farted. Social satire, clever lyrics. Wish I'd written them. Still, I put a great solo on the last chorus.
It's time, Mr. Bland. The crowd is getting a bit restless, sir.
Yes, yes, of course. Okay. Thanks!
Hey, thanks a lot. People of heaven, this is a new day. A new, fresh day. A new, fresh, young day. A new, fresh, young, lovely, immaculate, ever been seen before, so to say. New type of day that promises to be both new and fresh and young, but above all, new!
And now, for the first, but not the last time in the history of the Island of Wight, I shall step into the brand new state-of-the-art glass lift that runs up the outside of this support and ascend to the top of the bridge with a voice that finally cannot be ignored. A voice that will reach as far as the dusty barrack rooms of heaven and hell and call the troops to muster in the morning mists. Gone forever is the day of image. This is the age of content, of compromise, of slow, almost infinitesimally slow change. So don't just stand there with vacant stares. Rejoice! Our time has come, and I take our philosophies out, and from them build empires!
Thank you. And now I will get into the lift. I think it's...
The lift has now arrived, and the doors have opened.
Ah, yes. That's it.
You have entered the lift. This lift will take you to the top of the bridge over the River Earth, paid for by Fizzle, the soft drink with more bite than a pit bull in a playgroup. If you do not wish to make this journey, which will take approximately 6 minutes, please leave the lift now.
Right, okay.
You have not left the lift.
Yes, I know that.
You have still not left the lift. As you have still not left the lift, then this journey, sponsored by Fizzle, the soft drink which is fizzy in the middle and on the outside too, will take you to the top. Please enjoy your journey, which offers fabulous views over both heaven, home to the Fizzle Company's brand new head offices, and hell, where the Fizzle factory is clearly visible, belching smoke out onto the skyline. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
remain calm.
Hold the curtain open a bit more for me, would you, Constable?
I can't, sir, I'm afraid. Rules is rules, and we can't be too careful about assassination attempts, can we now?
I'm wearing a bulletproof vest and bulletproof spectacles. There's bulletproof glass on all sides of the podium, and the entire road is surrounded by armed guards under orders to use any and all means of keeping me alive. Surely I can risk having a look at the people I'm supposed to be leading, can't I?
No, sir.
Okay, then.
Sorry, sir, but like I said, rules his rules.
Do they hate me, do you think? The people, with their simple little lives, do they hate me?
I don't need, sir. I can only speak for me and the wife, sir.
Yes, well, you and your good lady wife interest me as much as any other man in the street.
Oh, well, sir. I've hated you since you cut my salary in half and underfunded me and all my colleagues, and my wife blames you for the homeless, the crime rate, the dirty brown stuff coming out of the taps, and the fact that we all have to wear oxygen masks to go for a walk. Also, of course, there's the fact that one in three children carries a gun, or hard drugs, or both, to what remains of their crumbling school building every day, and when they shoot someone, they can't get medical treatment without having to fill in 15 forms and wait several months. But that's just us, sir, and we're hardly like those stupid bastards out there, sir.
But don't they understand? I've given them so much more choice.
I don't think they can afford any of the options, sir.
Well, they just aren't trying. If I can become president of hell, then anything's possible.
That's exactly what my wife says, sir.
Well, there you are, then. Whilst two enemies can agree on even one thing, there's hope for us all. Wouldn't you say, Constable?
If you say so, sir.
Yes, Constable, I do.
Please don't touch me again, sir. It's not in my contract.
Oh, okay. Of course. Sorry.
Do you not think you should be going out there to give your address, Mr. Grand? I believe the crowd are in danger of starting a riot.
Well, I'm waiting for Brandyman, aren't I?
Well, wait no longer. I'm here.
About time too, Brandyman. I was about
no
to go...
No time to talk now, Jim. The public awaits. Come on.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, wait for me, then.
One down. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, many thanks for coming today. And now, without any further ado, here's the man who's kept us all waiting for nearly 17 minutes. Little joke.
The only little joke we know is Jim Brand.
Ah, yes, that's very funny. So here is the little joke himself, Jim Grant.
That's your idea of damage limitation, is it, Robert?
I'm a politician, Jim, not a fucking miracle worker, okay?
Okay then, yes. Sorry.
Good people of hell. Good, kind, strong people of hell. Yes, we have endured a lot recently. I know, and I know you know, that things have not been going well for my government. I know, and I know you know, and I hope you know that I know that you know, that things have been hard for all of us. Hell, for the past few years, has been a pretty difficult place to live. But all that is going to change. Yes, it hurt. No, we didn't have any better ideas. But let me tell you, figures I have today from the Central Office of Imagination show that things are getting better. We have spent more in real terms on absolutely everything. So whilst it may look like the whole country is a cough away from being a banana republic, that is not the reality. The reality is that things are getting better.
What about a school?
What about the homeless?
What about the hospitals?
Let's not spoil this great day by dwelling on society scroungers. Today is not the day to point out that if single mothers were sterilized, we would not have the overcrowding in our classrooms that we see every day. Today is not the day to point out that if the elderly were to die at a sensible age, like they used to in the past, our health service would not be faced with these excessive demands. Today is not the day to point out that most of these homeless people earn more than you or I, and usually have at least three houses and a couple of sports cars. No, today is not the day for pointing the finger of blame. Today is the day for pointing the thumb of progress. For today, we pay tribute to the fine, hard-working members of our community who have made this simply stunning piece of engineering possible. It is a shame that for 3 years these workers did nothing. But let us not forget that it is because I chose to enter into a period of non-cooperation that this summer's World Cup football tournament will be held here, in hell on earth. The other 2 years of delay were, of course, due to technical problems which none of us could have foreseen. Although the steel we bought was at bargain price, we were led to believe it would most probably withstand the stresses of being used, and at least I felt the small risk of warping was more than negated by the saving we made, a saving which was passed on to you in the form of tax cuts. I am not too big to admit I was wrong. I can only hope that the families of the 73 workmen who died in the accident can understand the economics of what we did, so that the deaths of their husbands and fathers can at least have some dignity. I can also assure them that as a direct result of their protests, the new steel, although still at bargain price, was not bought from the same supplier, and the old defective steel has been melted down and used for small bridges throughout the country, which are much less likely to carry coach loads of tourists. You see, when the people speak, we listen. And now, I will cut the ribbon and declare the bridge open, and then Mr. Brandyman and myself will lead you along the bridge to the historic triple handshake that Andrew Bland, Gordon Pinton, and I will share at its centre. So, with these brand new, state-of-the-art, hell-made scissors, I now declare this bridge
hang on, they don't seem to, cut,
wait a minute! that's it! Right, I now declare this bridge open!
And this country buggered!
There you have it. More smiles, more fun, great sex, and more money in your pocket. That's what you voted for, and by crikey, that's what you'll get. Super. Now, do you want me to cut the ribbon? Andrew can't hear you. I said, do you want me to cut the ribbon? Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Enough of that nonsense. Now, without any further ado, I shall break this fresh, young, intact red ribbon with these new, firm, shiny scissors and proudly declare this bridge open. Ladies and gentlemen, shall we walk down the bridge?
Hello, darling. Just me. No, nothing's gone wrong. Actually, I'm in the lift right now, and I must say it's pretty damn impressive. I may have to retract my comments about those workers from hell, but you can't quote me on that. Yes. Well, I just wondered if you'd be willing to check the post and see if there's anything from those S-P-U-R-T people. Oh, thanks, darling. What would I do without you? What the hell was that?
Please do not be alarmed. The stabilizing engines have already come online to correct for the slight change in the wind direction. This will mean that the journey will be approximately 3.5 seconds late in arriving. In accordance with the new lift user's charter, should this delay become longer than 1/5 of the total journey time, which in this lift would mean a time greater than
1 minute,
then you will receive a voucher from the slot below this speaker. This voucher can be redeemed for a can of Fizzle. Fizzle Light, decaffeinated sugar-free flavorless Fizzle, Cherry Fizzle, Lime and Bacon Fizzle, or new Fizz-Free Fizzle Non-Fizz at any discerning retailer of fine fizzy drinks. Thank you for your attention.
Hello, dear. Have you got anything? Nothing? Oh, that's a pig, darling. I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to go over there and see them when I'm done here. Look, I know it's our night, darling, but I've got some very delicate negotiations to handle with these people.
Yes, of course Thursdays are still important. And Mondays, yes. 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 Yes, yes, look, I'm sorry, darling, really I am. Look, I'll try and be home before midnight. Maybe we can, you know, get in a bit of shore leave before sun-up, eh? Yes. Yes, sorry, I'll try not to be so vulgar in future. Sorry. Yes. I'll see you tonight. Thanks for understanding, darling. Yes. Yes. Love you too. Yes. Bye now. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, whatever you want, darling. Look, really, I don't care. Yes. Yes, yes, of course it's important. Yes. Listen, darling, I really do have to go. Yes? Yes. Bye then. Yes. Bye then. God, darling, if you were in the army, I'd have you shot for speaking out of turn. Come on. Come on. Ah, there you are, my lovely thing. Listen, I haven't got long, meeting Jim and Andrew for a very important event. Oh, you've got the telly on, have you? Yes, I can see the news helicopter. What? Give you a wave? No, my little croissant, you know I can't resist your every request. Can you see this? Yes? Blow you a kiss? Well, yes, all right. That could be good TV. Pinton sends love to the world, yes. Here you are then, my lacy little love bundle. See that? Yes. Did you like that? Sorry? It made you what? You're doing what? With a what? Is that possible? No, I can't. Because there's a news helicopter outside, and no one ever held a position of power for very long after broadcasting live pictures of themselves having a whack! Hurry, gentlemen, low! What the dickens was that?
The lift has stopped. Please do not be alarmed.
Listen, I think I'm going to have to go, my little Betty Blue. Yes. Yes, I'll be able to come and see you after all this hullabaloo is over and done with, though. Oh, no, don't worry about her. Negotiations with the unions. Yes, hook, line and sinker. So, I'll see you between 8 and 9, then. Yes. Je te adore as well. Yes. Think of you doing what? Oh, I see. Yes. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Please do not be alarmed. A small fault has developed in the main motor drive of this lift. Automated repair systems are already working to remedy this dilemma. By our calculations, this journey will be running 8.5 minutes behind schedule. Fizzle would like to apologize for this breach of the lift user's charter personally by presenting you with these 8 vouchers, which can be exchanged for a discount on any product in the extensive Fizzle line, which includes soft drinks, crisps, candy, processed soya animal products, and military intelligence equipment. Whilst we are experiencing this delay, perhaps you would like to engage me in conversation. I am programmed to converse on 4 main topics. Number 1, the history of the Fizzle Company. Number 2, the Fizzle line of soft drinks. Number 3, soya processing techniques in animal feed. And number 4, the weather. Please select one of the 4 available options using the numbered buttons below this speaker.
I think I'll pass on that, thanks very much.
Please select one of the 4 available options using the numbered buttons below this speaker. Please select one of the 4 available options using the numbered buttons below this speaker.
Oh, for pity's sake!
Where are they?
I think that's them coming now, Mr. Blaine.
Oh, sorry we're a bit late. Had a bit of trouble on the way. Bloody militant fringe. You always spoil a good day out, don't you agree?
Not publicly, no.
Where's Benton, then?
We've just heard word, and apparently the lift's stopped.
What do you mean, stopped?
Oh, dear, is that smooth Andrew Bland presentation about to develop a waffle? What a shame.
I don't think so, Brandyman. Wasn't it your side who built the lift?
I don't think so, no. And this goes to show just how...
Shoddy?
Yes, just how shoddy and downright...
Yes,
unprofessional, you slick heaven types really are, doesn't it?
Image and content.
All image with no content. Looks like a nice lift. Doesn't bloody work, though, does it, eh?
If it were my responsibility?
If it were my responsibility, you'd see some action, some heads rolling. This is a resignation issue. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Bland?
Actually, now I come to reflect on it, I think actually the contract for the lift was awarded to one of our companies.
What?
Yes, if memory serves me correctly, it was Heisen's Vibor and Stern Bitter Starzen.
They didn't sound very native.
I'll have you know that he's
Vibor. Heisen's Vibor and Stern Bitter Starzen.
Yes, he's one of the many fine new companies which has bought the low skill end of its manufacturing industry directly to hell as a result of our slaves in all but name low wages policy. A policy which has quadrupled the suicide rate among benefit claimants, thus reducing the bill to the taxpayer by over £3 million. A figure we can all respect, I think.
Make a note of that and we'll change the name and use it ourselves.
Already in the database, Mr. Bland.
You! Copper!
Yes, Mr. Burnyman, sir?
Get in touch with Heisen's Vibor and Stern Bitter Starzen and tell them that this just won't do.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
So, Jim, how are things in hell?
Oh, you know.
Yes, I do, but it's so much more satisfying to hear it from your lips. Smile, Jim. The press are everywhere.
Ha, 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 ha. Bastard.
Well, this won't do. Tell you what, you there. Give me that loud hailer.
Right, while we wait for poor old Mr. Pinton, let's have a sing-song, shall we? Let's see. Who knows this one? There's a tiny house.
What is your favourite type of weather? I see, that is very interesting. I like it when the weather is cloudy, but not too overcast. Cumulonimbus are my favourite clouds. What are yours? I see, that is very interesting. And what is your favourite type of glacial formation?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Well, as Corky the Pig might say, that's all, folks.
Okay, they're here, are they?
Talking with Mr. Grand, sir.
What, those three?
No, sir, they're the actual repairmen. Barry, Adam and Darren, apparently. Standard C2 types, usual routine.
And the suit?
Hans Fraut, manager of Heisen's Vibor and Stern Bitter Starzen's local operations.
Right, let's get things moving along then, shall we?
Same to you, Herr Grand, that if you look at the paragraph, Drei Ein Fump, subsection C, of your own terms and conditions of purchase, it quite clearly states that all financial burdens shall be met by your government.
Well, that's just bloody ridiculous. The damn thing doesn't work.
Well, with all due respect, it was working when you bought it.
So, what are you saying? That somehow between when I bought the lift and when I used the lift, it mysteriously broke?
Yes, that's right.
And so my 3-year extended warranty, which I paid £350,000 for, doesn't cover me for this because...
Because you broke it, that is correct.
And my own people negotiated the terms and conditions for this warranty.
That is correct.
Another embarrassing catastrophe for the government under your leadership, Jim. Christ, you're unlucky.
This is awful.
And how do you think the people will react when they hear that income tax cut you promised them is going to have to be cancelled to pay for this homegrown shoddy workmanship, eh? I suppose it'll be up to me to sort it out. Well, that's no surprise. Brandyman to the rescue again. Hey, you three. Mick, Paddy and Sambo. Come on, don't just stand there with those cancer sticks hanging out your mouths. We need this bloody thing fixed, eh?
It's Adam, Barry and Darren, actually, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Adam, Barry and Darren. Dickhead.
Now, you listen here, Sunshine. Don't fuck about with me. I'm a politician, you little turd, and I'm a bigger git than all three of you rolled into one rather unimpressive little tumour. Now, I'm sure you don't want the police finding large quantities of drugs at your house at 5 a.m, dragging you away to a quiet little cell where you will be buggered in a variety of positions by huge men who will call you Petal. So fix the fucking lift.
Right, well, you see, we'd like to, but it's not as easy as that.
It's not that easy.
It's the parts, you see. Ain't that right, Bang?
Yeah, that's right. It's the parts.
But Heisen's why Borgenstern bit of stars and make the lift. Surely they also make the parts.
Oh, well, you see, we're not actually from Heisen's v. Borgenstern bit of stars, and we're from Lifto.
Lift repairs that give you a lift.
That's right, eh?
It's very good.
Yeah, that's very good.
I still think it's crap.
Don't fucking swear in front of the customers, Ads. Christ, how many times do I have to tell you?
Sorry, Mr. Brandyman. Ads is good with his hands, but he can be a right gobby little shitbag sometimes.
Right, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Brandyman.
Please think nothing of it. Now then, about the lift.
It's the plan, see?
Yeah, we ain't got the plan.
Well, who has the plan?
Well, he does the crap.
Well, why don't you go and ask him for it?
Go and ask for him?
It's not our job, mate.
Not in our contract, mate.
See, he is supposed to have the planes delivered to us.
And he ain't done that.
So if I go and get the plans from Mr. Hrout and deliver them to you, you can start working on the lift.
That's right. Just as soon as the tools arrive, we'll get going.
You didn't bring the tools with you.
Well, we didn't know which tools we'd need until we'd made an initial site inspection.
And we have now made that initial site inspection, and Baz here has been sent to collect the tools.
Which I will do just as soon as I have finished this fag.
Well, wouldn't it have been simpler just to bring the tools with you?
Please don't tell us how to do our job, Mr. Brandyman. We don't tell you how to fuck up the country, do we?
That's fine. Maybe we can finish this stimulating conversation some other time, eh? Hello? Hello, Pinton? Is that you, man? What the hell's that noise in the background?
It's that bloody lift. It keeps trying to have a bloody conversation with me. Can't get it to shut up or turn it down or...
That is very interesting. Some animals seem to like soya products so much they actually turn their noses up in traditional meat dishes. Have you ever had a soya meal? Maybe one of the fizzle miracle meals, which tasted better than the real thing.
Okay, I think it's finished for a moment. Listen, Bob, you've got to get me out of here. How long's it be?
20 minutes, Gordon. Just hold on there.
Oh, you don't understand. It's this lift. It's so small. Bob, did you remember the time when we were captured by the enemy and we had to hide in those wardrobes?
How could I forget it?
Yes, the scream of the bombers overhead, the brat-a-tat-tat of gunfire. And there we were, waiting, never knowing if the next brat-a-tat-tat would be the last thing we ever heard. Waiting, waiting, waiting in a wardrobe. God, you've got to help me, Bob.
Just hang on in there, Gordon. We've got some of our best people working on it.
Okay, but be quick. I'm going back there, Bob. I'm going back. Please, be quick.
That is very interesting. Now then, let's wander a little from the subject for a moment. Everyone knows at least one hilarious story about a soya farmer. What's your favorite?
Mr. Graham, sir?
Oh, what is it now, Constable?
Thought you might want to know, sir. The plans and the tools and the parts are now here, and the repairmen are beginning to work.
Yeah, it's £85 an hour each.
Beg your pardon, sir?
Nothing. Constable, where did they all go?
What, the people, sir?
Yes, the people. All Bland's lot are still here, dribbling idiots. I mean, what has he got that I haven't got?
Charisma, sir?
Oh, yes, that's right, charisma. Funny, I always forget that.
One other thing, sir.
Yes, Constable?
Your official car, sir.
What, the one waiting at the end of the bridge?
Yes, sir, it's being ticketed, sir.
What?
Yes, sir, and I've been asked to tell you if you don't move it soon, then it's going to get clamped, sir.
That's bloody ridiculous!
Well, that's as maybe, sir, but rules is rules.
Oh, for God's sake, where's my chauffeur?
He's had to go to the hospital, sir. His wife is having a baby.
Well, how bloody selfish. Where's Brandyman?
He's talking with Mr. Pinton on his mobile phone. They're in the water together, you know.
Right, well, I'll just have to bloody well deal with it myself, then.
Hey! Hey, where are you going?
Sorry, can't wait around anymore. Some of us have got a country to run. Bye now.
You can't just leave.
Watch me. Brandyman, you're in charge.
What? No, not you, Gordon. No, you keep calm. Remember, trees and flowers, that's right.
Well, that's just marvellous.
Well, it's probably for the best, Mr. Bland. You have got that rehearsal with the sperm girls, after all.
Well, I suppose I'd better speak to the people.
People of heaven, thank you very much for coming today. Without your help, the event would not have been such a huge success. Have you had fun? Yeah. Andy can't hear you. I said, have you had fun? Yeah. Right, well, the fun's not over yet. Now we go back down the bridge. Music.
Unbelievable. public relations disaster to great success in less than a minute.
Yes, he's awesome, isn't he?
Yes. Reminds me of me.
In your youth.
Yes, I suppose so.
What are you reckoning, Ads?
Reckon he's knackered, Daz.
Reckon he's right, Daz.
Reckon he is, Daz.
What's that thing there, Ads?
What, the big pointy thing?
No, the shiny flat thing with the cogs on it.
Christ knows. Bloody kraut technology.
Bloody kraut rubbish.
I mean, what do they know about engines, eh?
Bloody krauts, what do they know about engines?
Bloody nothing, that's what.
Bloody right, babe. What'd you say, Daz?
Bloody kraut, bloody technology, that's what I bloody say.
Right, where are the plans, Baz?
In me back pocket, mate.
Well, they're no bloody use there, are they, Sunshine?
Well, I'm bugging if I'm letting go of this bloody ladder with either end to get them, Adam. So that is where they're going to stay.
Oh, for God's sake, Daz, get the plans, would you?
I'm not touching Baz's arse.
Just get the bloody plans.
I am not going to touch Barry's arse, Adam.
He's not coming anywhere near my arse.
All right. Even though I am the furthest away, I will climb across the outside of this bloody stupid bridge support on this busty ladder and get the bloody plans. And if I die, it'll be your bloody fault, Darren, all right?
No, it won't. It won't be my fault.
Right, here we go.
You're not touching my arse either.
What is your bloody problem?
That, my son, is a news helicopter that is filming us. Now, maybe if we were both drunk in some alleyway or a private locked hotel room with an ensuite bathroom, I might let you touch my arse. In private, so long as you are prepared to be gentle and loving and still treat me with some respect the next day, right? But not on a rusty ladder in front of millions of people on national television. All right, do you understand?
Yeah. All right then, mate. Whatever you say then. Christ.
Now don't start thinking that way, Gordon. No, man, there's no point. I know it's a long way up. Well, don't look down then. No, Gordon, the enemy are not all around. No, that's a news helicopter. Lie on the floor then, like we learned at boot camp. Are you down there? Good. Now listen to me. Those people are reporters. No, reporters. They are not trying to kill you. No, Gordon, you cannot hear gunfire. Jesus, what the hell was that? No, Gordon, you just keep calm. Remember, woggles and toilets. Yes, you just keep thinking that. Yes. You there. Yes, you with the red-rimmed glasses, that's right. What was that noise?
I believe Mr. Grand became involved in a debate with the traffic warden over whether the Prime Minister's car is exempt from parking restrictions. Apparently, when he called her a fat, mustachioed peasant bitch-hog, she punched him.
Really?
Yes, sir. I believe that the police have now intervened in the interest of public order. I believe her body is to be thrown from the bridge as an example. And for public entertainment, of course.
How do you know all this?
I'm an aide, Mr. Brandyman. It's my job to know.
You're a very impressive young man. How would you like to work for me?
No, thank you, sir. It's a privilege and a compliment to receive your offer, but I intend to still be working when I'm 30, which is next month, sir. Good day.
Oh, yes, good day. Obsequious little shit.
Piss off my arse,
will
ya?
I'm gonna bloody have you one in a minute.
Come on, guys, stop it.
Come on, then, I ain't scared of you.
You bloody should be, mate. I'll put me in hospital.
Yeah, with your bloody dodgy wiring.
You say my wiring's dodgy.
Leave it, will
ya? Yeah, I'm saying your wiring's dodgy. What are you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna bloody have your gas, mate, that's what.
Yeah, you couldn't even have my sister.
I'll be the only one that hasn't, then.
What did you just say?
You heard me.
Nah, I thought I heard you say something about my sister being a slut. But you wouldn't have said that, or I'd have to lob this bloody great monkey wrench into your head. And you don't want that, do ya?
Well, I was talking about your sister.
Leave it,
Ed. Oh, yeah?
But I wasn't saying she was a slut.
Oh, thank Christ.
You normally have to buy a slut dinner before they let you have them. I just chucked your sister a tin of Winterlock when she finished swallowing.
Right. Oh, shit.
See how you like this?
Miss.
Shit in the lift.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, nice one,
Baz,
how did
you do that? Don't know, mate. Right, who's for a curry?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll
kind of beers.
Is your sister
seen
it?
No, mate.
The bombs are coming down! The bombs!
Hello?
The lift has begun moving again.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. The lift, right.
We'll be arriving at the top in 1 minute. Please be ready to disembark in an orderly fashion. We hope you have enjoyed your journey, which was made possible by the Fizzle Company, a subsidiary of Heisen's Viborg and Stern Bitterstarsen Limited. There are
228
vouchers for you in the slot below the speaker. We apologize for the inconvenience and hope that these vouchers will in some way make up for any discomfort caused by this small delay of
86
minutes. We will be arriving at the top in a little over 20 seconds. Thank you. May I say how much I've enjoyed our many conversations? Thank you.
Right. Get it together, Gordon. Speech notes. Check. Shoes. Check. File fax. Check. Lucky bullet. Check. Right. Here we go, then. People of Earth, this is a new day. People of Earth, this is a new day. People of Earth, this is a new day. Oh, no, that sounds bloody ridiculous. People of... People of Earth, this is a new... Oh. Hello? Is there anyone... Hello? Robert? Jim? Oh. Right you are, then. We're probably a bit late, what with the hold-up and everything. I probably had things to do. Oh, well. Never mind. Hello, my little fluff tunnel. Listen, I'm down here a bit earlier than expected, so I thought I'd... Oh, yes, right. Well, okay, I'll be right there, then. Can't wait. Bye.
The lift is on its way.
Right.
The lift is on its way.
Right.
The lift is...
Dead. Long live the lift.
I'm sorry, the lift is broken. Please report this fault to the Heisen's Viborg and Stern Bitterstarsen Company, and we will be sure to send our expert repair team immediately. Thank you.
Oh, marvellous.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
Good evening.
Tell you what, working on wise, I wouldn't stand there waiting for that lift.
Really? Why's that?
It's stuff, mate. Knackered, mate.
Don't work, mate.
Ah, I see. That's a bit awkward. You see, I've got to get down to that island.
Well, you're not going to get down there this time. Last ferry's at noon.
Yes, I know that. I'm sort of in charge, as it were.
Really? You're Gordon Pinton?
Yes, that's me.
Blimey! It's Gordon Pinton!
Gordon Pinton? Ed, look, it's Gordon Pinton!
Well, bugger me, so it is. How are you, Mr. Pinton?
Well, I'm very well, thank you for asking. Except I really have to get down to that island. It's very important. I've got some urgent negotiations to undertake.
Gosh, sounds important!
Yes, it is, actually. It's with Spurt, you know, the prostitutes' union.
Oh, I see. Well, I shouldn't do this, being as how you're not actually an employee of the Heisen's Viborg and Stern Bitterstarsen Company.
Or lift, though.
Lift repair!
Shut up, Darren!
No. But, seeing as I've always liked you much more than any of them others, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Under that hatch there,
the one what you saw us just come up through,
there's a ladder. Runs all the way down to the bottom.
A ladder?
Yeah, it's on the plans, marked Emergency Evacuation Facility.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, we asked for that, actually.
Well, you're a sensible man, you would do.
That's right. Well, we best be getting back. Only a couple of hours left in the day, and I've still got 12 fags to go. I don't know. Where does time go, eh?
Where indeed, gentlemen.
Bye then, mate.
See you later, mate.
Bye, mate.
Well, that's that, then. Call that a ladder.
You have been listening to Bridge Over the River Earth, written, produced and directed by Stuart Morrison and Jason Orbaugh, and featuring the voices of Daryl Brockes, Nick Dodge, David East, Stefan Mollier, Stuart Morrison and Jason Orbaugh. This has been a Dead Stupid production for BBC Radio.